Pa cared about politics. I am too young to understand Pol Pot's strategies for creating a classless, pure agrarian society. I do not know why Pol Pot did what he did when he made us leave Phnom Penh, gave us very little food, or took Pa away from me. All I know is if the Yuans invading Kampuchea could have saved Pa, Ma, Cave, and Gek, I wished they would have come sooner. After we eat more of our chicken, Chu spreads one blanket on the grass, and I roll up the scarves to use as pillows. We have settled in the middle of an open field that sits at the edge of a forest.
The open field, one man says, is safe from the Yuan's crushing monster.
Mepo, I ask a comrade uncle curiously, what is this crushing monster?
You don't know?
He asks, incredulous. I shake my head in reply.
No one has actually seen it, but they say it is like a wild monster, and nothing can destroy it. It is part machine, part man, but very evil. It is bigger than a hut, and can shoot out flames and bombs. It has many wheels for legs and rolls across the land like thunder, destroying everything in its path. It can smash trees, rocks, metal, everything. Nothing can destroy it.
My eyes open wide as I learn of this evil machine, wondering if it is sitting in the woods waiting for us. So it is safer for us to be in the open so we can see it approaching and run out of its way? I ask, as my knees grow weak and my imagination creates images of the crushing monster chasing after us. Chu, let's move into the middle of the crowd, I plead with her as I grab her hand. Keem frowns at us as we repack our bundles and get ready to move.
It's not a monster. That man does not know what he is talking about. He is a farmer who's never left his village until now and probably has never even seen a car, so he wouldn't know what a tank looks like. It's a huge machine that a man drives like a car.
He tries to reassure us, but it does not work. Does it roll over trees, houses, and metal? Does it destroy everything in its path? I question him.
Yes, but...
Does it shoot out fire and bombs?
Yes, but...
All right, we'll move.
Keem sighs and picks up his bags. Making our way into the maze of many thousands of people, we move to a spot in the middle of the crowd and set up for the night. Now we won't be the first one to get crushed by the monster, I say, and Chu nods in agreement. Keem smiles and shakes his head, dropping his bags to the ground. Chu spreads out our blanket again and lies down. With her in the middle, Keem and I huddle closely on either side of her. Keem hooks the backpack through his arms, while I do the same to my bundle. We pull another blanket over us.